According to AEDC's President Bill Popp, there's some good news nestled within this year's employment drop. 2010 doesn't seem to be as bad as expected. In January, the corporation predicted an overall loss of about 1,200 jobs in Anchorage. Now, based on preliminary numbers through June, the expectation is for a yearly loss of 500 jobs. If so, that will be less than the previous year's approximately 900 job drop. Pop says Anchorage's job market is starting to edge upward.
AEDC believes Anchorage should see a return to job growth later this year. And modest annual job growth is projected to continue through 2013, reaching new record all-time levels for total employment in our community.
Pop offered the corporation's mid-year forecast update and three-year economic outlook yesterday to a packed luncheon crowd at Anchorage's Dena'ina Center. The data and resulting predictions were the work of AEDC's research team from the McDowell Group. In 2009 and so far in 2010, Anchorage's healthcare industry continues to show employment increase, as does the government sector. That trend buffers somewhat the city's overall job loss and is expected to extend into the future. Anchorage's air cargo sector, which took a big hit not only from the international recession but even redoubt volcano activity, is now showing significant signs of recovery.
The first 2 months of 2010 were up 30% over the first 2 months of 2009, months unaffected by redoubt. Another developing trend contributing to air cargo volumes is the significant increase in outbound air cargo from the U.S. to Asia. Now, overall, the early 2010 numbers suggest a quick return to levels much closer to the highs of a few years ago. Over the 2011 to 2013 period, growth is forecasted to average a solid 4% a year.
Oil industry data is mixed. Oil jobs based in Anchorage have remained fairly steady, but statewide oil and gas jobs have dropped by about 1,500 since the 2008 peak.
Because 58% of the North Slope oil and gas workers reside here in Anchorage, in the Mat-Su, and the Kenai Peninsula, the loss of any oil and gas jobs on the North Slope has a profound effect on our regional economy.
AEDC's economic prognosis is based on 8 broad indicators. Besides employment and airport usage, there's personal income, which after minimal growth this year is expected to increase about 3% annually through 2013. The number of Anchorage building permits has increased this year over last, but their overall value is down. Residential and government construction is stronger than commercial. The Port of Anchorage is showing signs of a healthy recovery after dropping significantly in 2009. However, the visitor industry, which depends largely upon discretionary funds and hinges on the national and international economy, is only slightly better than last year and hardly robust. Venturing into the volatile world of oil, AEDC predicts generally rising prices up to a little over $90 a barrel by 2013. Finally, increasing population, especially through domestic and international immigration, generally indicates an economy at least better than others. In that area, Anchorage should soon hit a milestone.
We project stronger than average growth for the next 2 years as a result of a shaky national recovery. And in 2011, Anchorage total population, and I'm amazed I'm saying this, will surpass the 300,000 milestone.
The Anchorage Economic Development Corporation predicts that by 2013, over 307,000 people will live in Anchorage. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.